News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information on the 1995 disappearance and murder of Jojo Dullard. It's been 30 years since she went missing, and that was yesterday. And they say the case remains under active investigation and review by the Serious Crime Review team. And joining us now is criminologist Trina O'Connor. Good morning to you, Trina. Just remind listeners very briefly about the circumstances in which Jojo Dullard went missing.
Good morning, Ciara. Yeah, it's hard to believe it's 30 years. So Jojo was 21. When she went missing, she had been out in Dublin socialising and she was from Kilkenny. She had missed her bus home. So she took another bus to Naas, Kildare, and she hitched a lift. She actually had two lifts that she got, and she ended up at a phone box in Moon where she made a phone call at 11:37 to her friend. While she was talking to her friend, she said a car had pulled up and she said she was going to take the lift. She was never heard from or seen since that time. She was reported missing the next morning. And in 2020, the Gardaí classified it as a murder review. And last year, a dig was commenced. A couple of houses were searched. A man was released without charge. So, yeah, like you said, the Gardaí are renewing an appeal for anyone to come forward with information, because any information that they have that they felt they couldn't come forward with before might be able to help. There is some emphasis on like a Walkman that she had. If anyone knows anything about that, to get in touch.
Yeah. Her family have obviously campaigned tirelessly, Trina, over the years for information and to find out what happened.
Yeah, I mean, her poor family, like they have campaigned. She had four siblings. And I suppose they just want anyone who feels that they might have information to come forward, because people may not realise, even if somebody was given a hitchhiker, another hitchhiker, a lift in the area, or if the person who gave Jojo that last lift, if they could come forward, they need any information, because they can find breaks in the case then, because what you don't think is important may be very important to the case.
And maybe lastly, Trina, one of the reasons that I think that people still remember Jojo so vividly, and that was because of the number of women that had gone missing, the vanishing triangle, that those cases that occurred in sort of relative frequency in the 90s.
Yeah, it was over a period of about 5 years, six women went missing. So their names were Annie McCarrick, Fiona Pender, Deirdre Jacob, Ciara Breen, Fiona Sinnott and Jojo. And no remains of any of the six women have ever been found. So there was an operation put in place, Operation Trace, by Gardaí. And they do say that the disappearances are unrelated. They have persons of interest in many of them. Many people have been arrested over the years. Digs have commenced, but unfortunately, none have been solved to date.
Okay. Look, thank you for joining us this morning. That is criminologist Trina O'Connor. And as we've mentioned, the Gardaí are looking for anyone with any information related to the disappearance of Jojo Dullard that was 30 years ago yesterday to come forward and give her family some peace, maybe, from I suppose, the anguish that they've experienced over the last three decades.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.